Blog Talk Radio.
Decided to join us here. I greet you with the joy and the love of God. My name is Willie J. Van Jr. I am your host. We thank God for Reconciliation Ministries along with Blog Talk Radio. We thank God for its leaders, Reverend Dr. Jesse Storr and Minister Tammy Storr. And we are so grateful and so thankful for who they are and what they do and the partnership that we have with them. Without further ado, we understand the power of prayer. So let us have a word of prayer. We thank you, Lord God. We are so grateful and so thankful that you have allowed us to yet again come and share your word. Thank you for what you shared with us. We praise God. We praise you for how you've done, how you've taken care of us, how you blessed us. And Lord God, with all the drama, all the traumatic uprising, the disrespect of life, white supremacy and the discrimination against people of color, Lord God, the shootings, from police people and people who are supposed to watch over us. Lord God, we still yet trust in you. We still believe that you are going to bless us and you, because you have been blessing us. Lord God, we ask that you continue to bless all of those who have had some trauma in their lives recently. Lord God, we pray for even those who are uprising and who are demonstrating. Lord God, in Minnesota and everywhere. Lord God, again, we just thank you. We ask that you continue to bless us, that you continue to give us what we stand in need of. We ask, Lord God, that you will take care of us, for we are yours. And with that, Lord God, we give you honor, we give you praise. In the name of your Son, who is our Savior, his name is Jesus the Christ, we say amen. Well, my brothers and sisters, we just want to, again, thank God for each and every one of you. We want to, again, just say thank you. Let me just, as always, you can participate. You can press 1 if you have a comment, if you have a criticism, if you just want to share. Don't worry, right now your mics are muted, but you can press 1 and I will be able to unmute your mic. For those who are listening to the rebroadcast, we pray that if you have something that you would like to share, you can also send us an email and share it with us, and we would definitely respond. You can send those emails to jvan91@yahoo.com. Again, you can share and send it to jayvann91@yahoo.com. Tonight's lesson plan comes from somewhat a very familiar scripture reference. I know that, again, if you spent any time in church, you have heard this and read this. And we just want to share this word with you this evening. As always, we are going to read two different translations. I like to look at different translations. It's still the same word. We will be reading 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1 through 5. Again, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. And the word of the Lord reads, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, in keeping with the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my dear son, grace, mercy from God the Father and Christ Jesus, our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve, as my ancestors did, with a clear conscience as night and day. I consistently remember you in my prayers, recalling your tears. I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. So we thank God for this word. Again, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. Let me read, and it's not really too different, but let me read the New Century Translation. Really still the same, but just slightly different. It says, from Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, God sent me to tell about the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, a dear child of me, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God as I always mention you in my prayers. Day and night I serve him, doing what I know is right as my ancestors did, remembering that you cried for me. I want very much to see you also. I can be filled with joy. Excuse me. Let me reread that. Remembering that you cried for me, I want very much to see you so I can be filled with joy. Verse 5, I remember your true faith. That faith first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice. I know you now have that same faith. So, again, we thank God for his word and how he has blessed us, because his word is already blessed. Well, as we study this scripture reference, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, we want to talk about it's already in you. It's already in you. Okay. I want to share, when we look at this 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1 through 5, when we look at this, we are seeing where Paul an apostle of Jesus Christ, is sharing a letter to one of his disciples, Timothy. We understand that, and it's accredited, and it's already mentioned, that Paul taught Timothy a lot. That in his teaching, he shared with him as a father would with his son. One of the things that I think that we need to do is realize that in today's society, it is our responsibility to share what we know, how we live, with our next generations. The Bible talks about that we ought to leave our children's children an inheritance. Now, when the Bible talks about that, it's not just talking about money, but it is also in reference to the fact that we ought to leave wisdom and understanding. Because without wisdom and understanding, money will not always give you everything you stand in need of. Yes, it gives you options. But as it says in Proverbs, a fool and his money will soonly depart. So it is the responsibility for us to teach and share with our children and our grandchildren information and wisdom. As I was reading this, I thought immediately about my own grandmother and my mother. We were raised by my mother, and my mother used to take us to a church called Star Bethlehem Church in God in Christ. It is what we call a Kojic church. Because of that, then we understand, I remember going to Star Bethlehem, since a baby. And my mother would take us there for early morning service, 7:30, 8 o'clock service. And then my grandmother would come and get us, my brothers and I, and take us to Bible Way Temple, which is what we will call a apostolic church. So we will go to the Church of God of Christ, Kojic Church, in the morning. And then at 11, we would go to the Apostolic Church. And then we would go to my grandmother's house and eat and relax and chill out, unless if we had an afternoon or evening service. Now, I think I remember doing this all the way up until about 11 or 12. until my grandmother said that it was our choice. It was our decision if we wanted to go to church or not. And, of course, not being wise young men, we decided not to go. And it wasn't until, man, maybe it was at least 8 years or more before I would find myself back in church again on a regular, consistent basis. But what I realized is that my grandmother, along with my mother, instilled a belief system and a relationship with God that I had to receive and get myself. Now, yes, I would not have known God if I had not been introduced to God in the way of my grandmother and my mother. But it wasn't until later that I had to develop my own relationship with him to truly be in a right place with him. And as Paul is writing here, again, in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, Paul is writing to Timothy and expressing to him first who he is. He is establishing his relationship with God. It says in Paul, from Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, God sent me to tell about the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus. So Paul is writing from a place stating his authority, stating his relationship and who he is. After that, Paul goes into not his relationship with God, but then he goes into who his relationship is with Timothy. And it says, to Timothy, a dear child of me, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. So that's what we ought to do. We ought to always acknowledge the fact that we have a relationship with God and who God has called us to be. And then go and discuss or pray for those who God has given us authority over and relationship to. I mean, what kind of parent would he be? Now, yes, he is not Timothy's father by biological means, but by the Spirit, because of the teachings, because of the time Timothy has spent with him, with Paul, that is, that he now can consider him his son, because he has poured into, and again, it is our responsibility. You know, they always question and say, what's wrong with the world today? Why is it that so many black children run wild? And I would say one of the reasons is that we who have authority, we who have the anointing, the power of God, that we don't go out and share with them. We don't go out and share with them our faith. We don't go and share with them how God has delivered us, how God has kept us, how God has sustained us. You know, a lot of times I hear people always discussing and they're talking about the end product, but they never talk about the process. And I can only imagine that Paul, throughout the time that he spent with Timothy, not only talked about the end product, but he also talked about the process. He also probably talked about the time where he studied in the synagogues. He probably also talked about the time where he was the murderer of Stephen. He was the one who sent the word that Stephen, the first deacon, be killed. He probably also discussed and talked about the fact of how on a road, a Damascus road, how he was traveling and he had this interaction with God. And because he had this interaction with Jesus, rather, that then he became a disciple of Jesus. It is our responsibility, my brothers and sisters, not only to share the good things, which we ought to do, but we ought to also share the process, what God has done for us, what God has done to make sure of who we are today and what we have done today. My brothers and sisters, I ask you this one question. When was the last time you shared with your child or your grandchild or your niece or your nephew or with somebody that was younger than you or that you shared with them what God has done for you? What we're going to do is take a pause. I want you to think about that. We're going to take a pause right here. Why don't you go get yourself some water, something to drink? And we'll be right back. Think about it. When was the last time you shared with your child or a child or person who is a childlike figure in your life? We'll be right back.
I gotta have you, I gotta have you, I gotta have you, I gotta have you, oh Lord, I gotta have you. I gotta have you, I gotta have you, I gotta have you, I gotta have you, oh Lord, yeah, gotta have you, yeah. You make me as happy as I can be, your love is a guarantee. My best friend.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I was on mute. I apologize. Thank you. I appreciate that. All right. we see here in this scripture, in the second part of 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, we see that Paul is continually talking about his relationship with his son in ministry, Timothy. He is sharing with Timothy in verse 3 and 4. It says, I thank God, as I always mention you in my prayers, day and night. I serve him doing what I know is right, as my ancestors did, remembering that you cried for me. I want very much to see you so I can be filled with joy. When you have poured into someone, when you have spent time with someone, you get to a place where not only do they benefit from you, but you benefit from them. And Paul is saying, Timothy, I am so grateful for you. I am so thankful for you. And I can't wait to spend time with you because I care about you. I love you. And I want to continue to share with you. And he is saying, Paul, that is, that I'm doing the right thing. And because I'm doing the right thing, I want you to do the right thing. It is our responsibility, again, to continue to share with those who God has given us the ability, time to spend with, and to influence them that they will continue to do the right thing. And then not only doing the right thing, but to have a faith and a belief in God. When you think about Timothy's life, you think about that he had three major people in his life. He had Paul. He had his grandmother, Lois, and his mother, Eunice. And just as Timothy had them in his life and made a big difference in his life, so it is that we have people in our lives that we influence and that are influenced by us. I mean, think about your own life. Maybe you might have had someone like I did, my grandmother and my mother, to take me to church. And then to say, okay, I can take you no further than what I am. You now have to go ahead and develop this relationship with God on your own. And maybe just as Paul is saying here, okay, there is a belief system that I know you possess, because the same way that your grandmother and your mother, the same way that they conduct themselves, the same way that they love and they exercise and they walk and they believe, I now see this in you. It's funny. You can always tell a person who they are related to because of their DNA. DNA is the gene pool that resides in somebody's family. But we have to also understand that the DNA could move is beyond just a physical, but that it can also be a spiritual DNA. But that you can take on the same spirit as a mother or father in ministry because of what they've done, because of who they are, because of the influence they've had on your life. You can now realize their lives have great influence into your life. And then you can go ahead and pass that same influence on to others. All I'm trying to say is we have to continue to teach and pour into our young people. We have to share with them what we've gone through, our ups and our downs. We have to share with them the fact that there were times that we didn't do right. But had it not been for the grace and mercy of God, we don't know where we would be. Again, we got to realize that it's important to share the end results. But it's also important to share the process. Paul says, I know at the end of verse 5, I remember your true faith. That faith first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice. And I know you now have that same faith. The only way he can know that he has that same faith is because he already knew where he came from. He already knew the process. Paul already knew the process. So he could share with Timothy and say to him, you are who you are because of your grandmother, the influence of your grandmother, the influence of your mother, and the influence of me. And now you are to take that influence that we've given to you, and now you have to give it to others. We should never get to the place where we are being selfish in our understanding of who God is. Let us pray. We thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity just to share with you the faith that we have, or to share with others the faith that we have in you. Because someone poured it into us. Someone introduced us to you. And we have their DNA. It might have been an aunt. It might have been an uncle. It might have been one of the deacons or deaconess at the church. It could have been maybe one of the neighbors. But nevertheless, Lord God, we understand someone poured into us. So now it is our responsibility to pour into somebody else. We thank you, Lord God, for this lesson. We give you honor and praise in the name of your Son, who is our Savior. His name is Jesus the Christ. We say amen, amen, amen. We have a comment. Someone would like to make a comment. We are going to open up your mic. The last four are 8516. Your mic is open.
Well, to God be the glory, Reverend Willie J. We just thank God once again for your word tonight. And even as I came in toward the end, was on another conference call, multitasking on this evening, I just had to share with you because I know so often, I didn't hear it all, but I know the latter part that I did hear, I'm in total agreement with you. We got to teach them for sure right, because the word tells us to bring up a child in the way in which they should grow, go, so that when they grow older, they will not depart. And we got to understand that not only our children, but people that we mentor, people that we might work with, people that we might know, i.e. other married couples. You know, we are teaching the married one that marriage and oneness on Monday nights. And so there's a certain way that we also have to make sure that we're carrying ourselves for others, not only to see us, but also to be able to respect and receive what God has presented before them. But we can't be so holier than thou as though we don't make mistakes. And that's why so often we talk about sharing through transparency. And even with Jesse and I, when we share on Monday nights and we share some of the things that we've gone through as a couple and some battles that we've had to overcome, so that any and everybody that's in our presence, whether they're our children or someone we mentor, or worker, co-workers, or whatever the case may be, that we're human too, and that you're going to make mistakes. And that's why God said, forgive 7 times 70. And so you got to understand it's by God's grace that gives you the ability to understand and know where there is a mistake that was made. The key thing is, did you learn from that mistake? And our prayer is that they learn from that mistake. But we don't stop teaching, but we don't also just dwell, just kind of like grind it in them that they can't make mistakes, that they can't do things that, you know, we know are not of on God's eyes, this and that. They're going to try things. It's up to us to be there to help show them where they may have gone wrong, but help them understand it's not the end of the world, that you must forgive yourself and God will forgive you, and you got to keep moving forward to the mark of the high calling, knowing that God's got great things in store for you, or he would have never told us that in Jeremiah 29:11. He wants us to prosper, not bring us harm. And so we know if we understand God's word, there's certain things that we must do. So I will say to you, I totally agree with your teachings tonight, and I pray that we all are humble enough to know that we're not perfect. We make mistakes. And if we make mistakes and not perfect, we can't expect those that we're rearing up in whatever the case may be, the scenarios that I gave, we can't expect them to be perfect either. We got to use that wonderful word called forgiveness and move forward and allow God continue to work in and through us in all that we do. God bless you. Keep doing what you're doing, sharing God's good word with everyone that comes by to get those nuggets to encourage them to keep keeping on. God bless you.
Amen, amen. Well, we greatly appreciate you and greatly appreciate this is only half a dynamic duo who I love so much. I say Minister Tammy Store, but Reverend Dr. Jesse Store and Minister Tammy Store do share every Monday night at 8 o'clock on Oneness Marriage Ministry. They are a couple out of the McDonough area who I love, who I love and learn from, and greatly appreciate them being a part of my life. And you're absolutely correct. We have one more caller who would like to make a comment. We have a couple minutes left. The last four is 1261. Your mic is unmuted.
Hey, good evening, big brother. So good to be able to be on the line tonight. What an amazing teaching. And we just thank God for it. And as you were talking about us being an example, you know, we have to live a life that's just pleasing unto the Lord. And when it pleases the Lord, people are able to see God and not us. We never want them to see us, because just like in Luke 22:32, it says, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brethren. And so it is our responsibility And it's a mandate on our lives that once we have been healed, once we have been set free, that we reach back and grab our brothers and sisters so that they may live a life that is in liberty as we have been granted. So God bless you. I love you. And thank you so much for the awesome teaching on tonight.
Amen. Amen. I love you, sis. That is another powerful couple. I'm blessed tonight. Hey, y'all, I'm telling y'all, I surround myself with people who are transparent, but who are living the example of oneness. Co-pastor Cynthia Williams, along with her husband, Reverend Dr. Charles Williams, the pastors of Spirit of Excellence, my older sister and brother in ministry, I glean from them. I've learned with them, and wow, I can say since 1991, they have been a part of my life, and I've been a part of theirs, and I so love their family and what they are to me. We thank God for all those who have shared tonight. We ask that you, again, on Monday night from 8 to 9, you can hear the Stores talk about oneness and ministry on from 9 to 10. You can hear Minister Leah Killings, Mighty Woman of God. You hear you on Wednesday nights is yours truly from 8 to 9. And then right after me, we ask that you will call right back in at the 9 o'clock hour to hear Elder Jason Felix, Mighty Man of God out of the Detroit area, and a sharp brother. That brother just almost as good as I do. No, but Jason is Felix is a mighty man of God who loves the Lord. On Thursday nights, you can hear Bishop George Flint at 8 o'clock. And then on Sunday nights, we can hear at 6, from 6 to 7, Minister Amos Joseph Collins. Again, we are there are some who have expressed an interest in possibly joining the Blog Talk Radio family. We are waiting on you. We are so thankful for you. And again, we are just appreciative for all of you. We are going to quickly transition. Again, we so thank you all. We pray that God will bless you, that he will keep you. Let me just say this. I know there's a lot of drama, a lot of turmoil going in the world today. There's a old gospel song that says, hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Yield yourself to all. Oh, man, I can't remember if I sang it, and I'm not going to sing because that's not my ministry. But just remember to hold to God's unchanging hand. As always, peace and love, Willie J. Van Jr. When you hang up, call back in at 9 o'clock to hear my brother, Jason Felix, out of the Detroit area. As always, peace and love, Willie J. Van Jr.